Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given. And for the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's try to apply the first reading to us, in which the Jewish people are called to build the beautiful church in Jerusalem. This church, many people say when they come, is a very, very beautiful church. Very beautiful church, and for many reasons. Primary reason is because God is in the very center of this church, and God is the essence of beauty and perfection, and harmony and wisdom. But all the sacramentals that we have in the church have as its purpose to lift our mind and our heart to God. And that's the definition we have of prayer from St. John Damascene in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Prayer is the lifting up of the mind and the heart to God. Great definition. So when we come to church, obviously the center should be our Lord in the tabernacle. However, the other sacramentals that we have serve also as a means to elevate us in prayer to God. Let's go through some of them. On the wall, you see crucifix that was given to us from the Church of St. Bruno in Whittier. Now, if you look at that, it causes me pain because we see how much our Lord suffered. But also elicits it within me great love, because I know that He suffered that for me. And that should make our hearts more compassionate. Compassionate means we're able to suffer with others. That's a dimension of charity. So it's good to look at the crucifix, even though it's painful. That will elicit from our hearts these sentiments of sorrow for our sin and the sins of the whole world, but also a heart that's willing to love. And love means we're willing to suffer for the loved ones. We go from there to the image behind me, Divine Mercy. Something should happen in your heart if you look at that. Jesus promised to St. Faustina, those who honor Divine Mercy, the image, will receive many blessings. So you look at that image. What is elicited in your heart? Well, many sentiments. But in the midst of the trials of life, in the insecurities of the future, we live in a very insecure society. Jesus, I trust in you. It should elicit within us great trust, even though we're going through difficult times. Think about the biggest problem you ever had in your life. Multiply that 1,000 times. Is that a big problem for God? It's not. Take your biggest problem, multiply it 1,000 times. God could resolve that problem in a split second. If we trust. If we don't trust, forget it. We're doomed. We're lost. This morning I was in the home of a woman very, very sick. I gave her the anointing of the sick, and with her daughter, I prayed the chaplet of divine mercy. Because if she's going to die today or tomorrow, okay, we said the chaplet of divine mercy, we trust that woman is going to be saved. We trust. Other images. There are so many beautiful images that lift up our mind and heart to God. How about to my right? Our Lady Fatima. You well-aged Catholics that you are, you know that we're celebrating the 100th anniversary. Just by looking at that image, a lot of ideas should surface to your mind. But for me, prayer, sacrifice, salvation of souls. That's me. Prayer, sacrifice, salvation of souls. That's what she said. We pray, we sacrifice, we can work with Mary as the co-redemptrix for the salvation of immortal souls. Look at the altar. Beautiful altar, right? You can see a marble depiction of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You see it? You know, I'll tell you what's going on there. In 1697, Jesus appears to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque several times. And one of the most famous apparitions, he says, "Behold the heart that is loved so much, but is received only in gratitude in return." When I see that right away, I think about reparation. To repair for the coldness, the apathy, the indifference. And isn't that the state of Catholicism today? We only have 25% of the Catholics that practice the faith, only about 25%. What does that mean? Coldness. Apathy, indifference toward love. If I were to ask you, what is the opposite of love? I know what you're going to say, hatred. I'll correct you. I think indifference. I think indifference is more painful. If I were to go to your house and you quarreled with me, well, disagreed with me, might be a little bit painful, but if I were to go to your house and you totally ignored me, that would be more painful. Because if you quarrel with me, at least you acknowledge that I exist, my existence. How much indifference toward love? which is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So I think, you know, we can sometimes, I can use the word, become jaded. Jaded means you kind of take things for granted. You see all these really beautiful images, you probably say, well, big deal. You know, they're there. Okay. That's kind of what happens when you become familiar with the sacred. So that's the purpose of my homily today, related to the construction of the beautiful temple that is going to be built for the Jews, is let's recover our sense of the sacred. Recover our sense of the mystery and sacred that Ratzinger would always talk about. And last but not least, we have Our Lady Guadalupe. Our Lady Guadalupe. What does that mean to you? St. John Paul II called Our Lady Guadalupe the patron of all the Americas. And as a result of her apparition, in 30 years, 8 million converts. Never in the history of the church has there been such a massive conversion in such a short time. So I hope that all of us here are more aware of God's presence in this beautiful temple. You know, these images, they are not God, but they point to God. Like John the Baptist, they point to God. And hopefully after Mass, all of you are going to be a living signpost of God's love. Just the way you live, you are pointing to God. Amen. Thank you.